News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Netflix new drama Ripley, starring Andrew Scott in the title role, is available to watch from this morning. And Brian Lloyd, movies editor at entertainment.ie, joins us. Brian, I'm quite excited about this. I think the talented Mr. Ripley, the Matt Damon version of it with Jude Law and Gwyneth Paltrow, is one of the... I love that film. But this is also supposed to be completely brilliant.
It is, yeah, and very, very different as well. Like, I mean, for one thing, I mean, straight away you'd notice that this series is completely filmed in black and white. But also, as well as the fact that there's a lot of... It's a lot more, I would say, faithful to the original novel from Patricia Highsmith, for example. You know, the whole sort of jazz kind of, you know, sort of like jazz soundtrack and all the rest of it, that's not really present in this. Also, as well, just the way that Andrew Scott plays Tom Ripley and the way that Johnny Flynn plays Jude Law's character and Greenleaf, it's all completely different, you know? Like, Andrew Scott plays him in a... Yeah, like, Andrew Scott plays him... It's a lot more sinister, I think, just overall. It's a lot more sinister. Like, whereas the talented Mr. Ripley was... You know, it's gorgeous and it's really colourful.
Now, maybe I'm susceptible. I actually did find it quite sinister. I found Matt Damon to be a complex character who obviously was doing dreadful things. But I did find it sinister. Like, you knew what was coming quite a lot of the time and you were like, oh God, you know, but this is darker.
It is darker, yeah, because I think, again, it's all down to Andrew Scott. And like, I mean, we know from, you know, watching Sherlock and stuff like that, or even more recent one, Spectre, Bonville, you know that he's able to play sinister characters very well. But this is just my opinion now, but like in the case of the talent of Mr. Ripley with Matt Damon's character, there was an element of you kind of felt sort of sorry for him, I think, because he didn't seem to necessarily... Like, you knew something terrible was going to happen. Yes, exactly. There was a desperate
He was willing, but it wasn't necessarily what he wanted.
Exactly, yeah. Whereas in the case of Andrew Scott's version of Ripley, he's a lot more calculated. He's a lot more sort of just kind of, it's really, really unsettling. I think, he doesn't even blink, like, you know, that kind of way.
If you were of a nervous disposition, because what I actually can't cope with on TV at all is suspense. That's what I watch from behind the couch or between my fingers, kind of thing.
Really?
Is there a lot of that?
There is a lot of that. I mean, and again, it's very, very subtle because it's the kind of thing of like you could see a character kind of standing on the edge of the stairs, and Andrew Scott is just kind of lingering in the back, and you think, oh God, he's going to push her down the stairs. He's going to push him down the stairs. And only that as well, but it is very violent. Like, and they don't shy away from any of it, you know.
I do love Andrew Scott, though. But look, thank you for that. I think I'm still going to check it out because, as I say, I mean, I haven't read the books, but the stories are just brilliant, the Ripley stories. Brian Lloyd, movies editor at entertainment.ie. Thank you for that. And thank you for talking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.